What is going on, fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, B-Mark. And in today's episode, we're talking about the level of commitment that it takes. Now, I am coming at you guys right now from Thailand, and I'm staying here for a week with a guy that was my first ever mentor. I'm talking about when I was 18 years old and I was trying to like get into personal development. This guy really took me underneath his wing and helped me develop like just basic life skills. He's like, the state of your bed is the state of your mind. And like making your bed will make you a better person. Like we're talking about like fundamental basic skills. And he's watched me progress from this like 18-year-old kid that used to throw house parties to this like guy that's leading this like massive online coaching movement and seeing the progression. We had a conversation about the level of commitment. And this is kind of where this conversation came into play. So right now in Thailand, it's 5:30 p.m. And back at home, it's around 1 o'clock in the morning. Our time zones are like literally the complete opposite. And I'm back in a place right now in my business where I'm getting on consultation calls with potential clients that are interested in joining the program. Plus, I've got podcasts that I'm still getting on. Plus, I've got coaching calls that I'm still running for the Million Dollar Mastermind. So even though our time zones are completely the opposite, like I still have a lot of stuff that I'm responsible for back in my time zone. And so one of the things I'm responsible for is getting on consultation calls with people that are interested in joining the program. And for me, 4 o'clock in the morning here is 3 p.m. back in Canada, okay? Now, for most people, right, that like 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. is like the ideal time for people to get on calls. And so for most people that want to talk to me around between 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., like that's like 4 in the morning for me. And so for me to have calls that start at 4 in the morning, I need to be getting up at like 3:30 in the morning. And obviously, I'm in Thailand. And so that means like I'm exploring, I'm traveling, I'm doing like lots of stuff. Like we went to see a Muay Thai fight the other night, which was crazy to see like where Muay Thai originated, to be seeing. I saw somebody get knocked out like literally 2 feet away from me in Muay Thai. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So like the first night that I got here, I got in at like 10:30. Cam and I stayed up till about 11:30, just like catching up. And my day started at 4 o'clock in the morning the following morning. And one of the things Cam said to me is he's like, dude, I think the biggest thing that I've learned, because like, you know, Cam was my first ever mentor. And then he told me, he's like, dude, watching your success over the years has inspired me to start chasing success as well. He was like, dude, like one of the biggest things that I learned from living with you this week is like the level of commitment that you have to like your craft. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, dude, like you've been up at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day this week and you haven't missed. And then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, that's just like the reason I didn't even consider that as one of the reasons that I'm successful is like, that's just who I am. Like that to me isn't a big deal. That's just like what is required. And I told Cam, I was like, dude, like I would always do that because if I have like 10 calls with potential clients back to back to back to back, like I would rather jump off a bridge. Like I'd rather jump off the cliff than miss those consultation calls because I would never do anything that would, you know, sabotage or hold me back from achieving the level of success that I want to achieve. Like for me, the level of commitment that I have is like, there was most nights this week when we were in Thailand, because I was trying to live it up and explore as much as I possibly can and connect with people that were Cam's friends that I met that are really cool. Like I met this one dude whose name's Nicholas. He's got 1 million YouTube subscribers. He's only ever put out 52 videos on YouTube, but every video he puts out goes from like 100 to 500,000 views to 2 million views. So I got to sit down with this guy and talk about storytelling. I'm like, I don't want to end that conversation. I'm like, I want to download that. When I'm talking to Nicholas, I'm like, that means I need, like, I'm going to stay up later. And I'm also like, I would rather die than like back off of the commitments that I made to myself that are going to level up and help me get to the next level. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business. And I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients. And I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And that is the level of commitment that is required to ascend to the next level in your life. And for me, it's like, I always look at, you know, when I'm looking at people that I like, am aspiring to and look up to, et cetera, I think that there's like this culture right now in society where people are like shaming the people that are like, you should work harder. And like, you should grind and go after your goals. And I actually like completely disagree and disregard any opinion people have around like working yourself too hard. And I personally think that there's levels to the game. And level like one is like, you don't have to fucking do anything. Okay. So if you're listening to this right now and you're like interested in personal development, maybe you want to grow your online coaching business, like you don't have to do fucking anything. Okay. You can literally just sit on your ass and watch life pass you by and be a passerby and like be like a literal fucking spectator of your own life. Like you literally have that choice. If you want to, you can just spectate. Level two is you choose to participate, right? So you get off the fucking bench and you're like, you know what? I actually want to play the game. I'm interested in getting some results. I'm interested in getting my feet a little dirty. I'm interested in falling down and getting back up. Like that to me is exciting. And so you get off the fucking fence and you start playing the game, right? That's level two, is like, I'm actually interested in playing. But I'm sure you guys all know people like that are like this, even especially back in high school. There's some people that play the game just to wear the fucking jersey. They're like, they just want to say that they're in the game. Like, I just want to put online coach in my bio to say that I'm an online coach. And I just want to get like, I just want to say that I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm just going to tell people I'm a fucking entrepreneur. I'm just going to tell people that I'm doing it. But when it comes to actually putting in the fucking work that it requires to get to the next level in entrepreneurship, I'm not prepared to do that. But I want to wear the jersey and I want to say that I'm in the game. That's level two. Level three is like, I'm not coming to like play the game. I'm coming to compete. And this is where a lot of people are. Like, you're like, you not only want to play the game, but you want to compete. Like, I want to be good. You know, I'm willing to practice. I'm willing to work hard. I'm willing to like do what it takes. I'm willing to like put in the reps. Like, I understand that I need to put in work and I need to develop my skills and I'm willing to pay that price. Like, that's the third level of the game, is you're willing to like, you're willing to compete. Level four is like, I'm not playing to compete. I'm playing to beat all of you. Like, I'm playing to be the best in the fucking game. Like, I'm not here to compete. I'm here to dominate the competition. I'm here to figure out what everybody else is doing. And then I'm going to do just a little bit more. I'm going to figure out the level that everybody else is willing to play at. And I'm willing to do just a little bit more. I'm going to figure out what the output of the best guy on the market is. And then I'm going to do just a little bit more. I'm just going to be a little bit better. I'm going to figure out the best business coach in the space that's putting out content. And then I'm going to be better than that guy. That's the level that I play at. And I think that the level of commitment that it takes to get to your fucking goals is like, that's up to you. Like, you don't have to play the game. You can fucking just sit on the fucking sidelines. If that's what you want to do, respect. Me and you probably won't get along. We're probably not going to resonate because I have a different approach to life. You can also wear the jersey. And I've worked with a lot of people that have just wanted to wear the jersey. And they're like, Brian, you changed my fucking life. And everything you say is amazing. And I'm so grateful I joined your program. And I might not have achieved a lot of success. At least I can say that I was like there. That's cool. There's a lot of people that achieve great success in their coaching business and they get themselves to 10 to 15K a month and they're happy with that and they want to compete and that's good with them and that's cool. And then there's the people that are like, I'm going to be the fucking best in the game. When it comes to like women's fitness coaching, like there's not going to be a better coach than me. And like, that's the attitude and the mentality that you approach it with. And so when you're at like that level and you're like, I'm going to be the best that there was, I'm going to be the absolute like fullest expression of myself. It's like, at that point, the level of commitment that it takes to get there is like, I don't count the cost. Like, the reason I was able to do 1,000 podcast episodes is like, I don't count the cost. I just do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And I'm willing to like hold my breath for longer than the next guy is. And I'm like, I get a sick satisfaction out of knowing that like, I'm just going to outlast you. And so the level of commitment that it takes to achieve success is that for me, it's like, I do not count the cost. That's the level of commitment that it takes to achieve massive success, is I do not count the cost. And is it possible to achieve success without getting to that level where you don't count the cost? 100%. It is 100%. But you're not going to beat me. You know, you're not going to get to this level. Like, if you want to get to the level where you literally never, ever, ever worry about money again, where you're like on top of your finances, where you're like on top of your fitness, where you're like on top of your personal goals, where you like achieve every single goal that you ever set for yourself. If that's the level that you're interested in, then you need to get yourself to a point where you do not count the fucking cost. That's the level of commitment that it takes, period. And that's only a decision that you can make. So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you have the best day of your entire life. Thank you so much for subscribing and tuning in and listening in. Hopefully this was insightful and inspires you to play at a different level, play at a different ball game. It's like, I never compromise the actions that I must take in order for me to get to my goals. I'm willing to make sacrifices for like in my own personal life, in my own things that I might like identify as leisure, I'm willing to sacrifice all of those things if it means getting me closer to my goals. So sleep, I'm willing to sacrifice time watching TV. I'm willing to sacrifice my vices. I'm willing to sacrifice anything that I'm doing that's holding me back from success. And that is the level of commitment that it takes, the level of commitment where you literally do not ever count the cost. I hope you have the best day of your entire life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.